This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Stay tuned for your chance to win Metallica tickets. We have more tickets to go see Metallica Northwest Stadium. That's coming up May 28th. So that's just a couple weeks away.
It's soon. It's so soon.
Listen for your chance to win right around 8:45.
Very good.
So listen for your chance to win those Metallica tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We open up talking a little Caps. Why don't we open up the Junkie Sports page, get into the NBA playoffs, some Nationals. Not a great weekend for them.
No. It's
terrible.
Not a great weekend.
They've scored 10 runs in their five-game losing streak. Total.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to that in a second. Dylan Cruz didn't have a nice catch, though. But
yeah, but he's
hitting a homer, too.
I think he's hitting about 182.
Yeah, I think he's at 182.
If you have to spotlight a nice catch, it's been a bad weekend, a bad recent run for the Nats.
Yeah.
Mackenzie Gore shelled. It wasn't a good weekend. Cardinals are hot. They've won 8 straight. Now the Cardinals will play Philly in Philly starting tonight, I believe. So that win streak's going to end at some point pretty quickly. But, so the Nats lose 6-1. And if you kind of look at their last 5 games.
I remember when they were 17-19.
They were 17-19. They had just beat the Guardians 10-9. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And they lost 9-1 to Cleveland, and then 8-6 to Cleveland, and then they get beat 10-zippy, 4-2, and 6-1 by St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Kind of feel like where they are is what I expected, though.
I guess.
Yeah, probably.
But
yeah,
I'd hoped right. When they got to 17-19, maybe they'll be able to,
yep.
Now around 500.
Now 17-24. Poopy.
Yeah.
Let's see. McKenzie gave up 4 runs in 6 2/3, walked 3. He did strike out 7, but gave up a couple bombs. And like you were mentioning, Dylan Cruz, he went 0-3. He's hitting 182. But, nobody did anything.
Did he hit a home run the night before?
Yeah, night before he did.
He's up to 5. That's great, but at least he got that.
Abrams had 3 hits yesterday. He was the only guy who did anything, but... So, not good. And then, now the Nationals will play. It doesn't get much easier. They're going to go down to Atlanta tonight.
Although the Braves are sub 500.
Yeah, but they're still the Braves. I mean, they're still better than Washington. Sub 500, yeah. They've got some injuries, and they started off the season 0-7. But I don't like Washington's chances to win the series. So, anyway, bad weekend for the Nats. You know what? Horrible weekend for the Rockies, although they did win yesterday.
They fired their manager.
They fired Bud Black. Bud Black's been there, I think this is year 9.
Mm.
But they had just gotten beat 21-0 by the Pods on Saturday.
21-0?
In Coors. All right, so that was loss number, I believe, 8 straight until yesterday. They did win yesterday 9-3, but they fired Black after the 21-0 loss. So they lost 21-0. The game before that, 13-9. Game before that, they lost a doubleheader to Detroit, 11-1 and 10-2.
Man, Bud Black's been at the helm for a lot of L's in his career. He's 11-93 and 14-03.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't blame the guy. His team sucks. I blame the GM. Why does the GM still have a job?
I don't know.
His name's Bill Schmidt. He sucks. He's terrible at what he does. They got no talent. So they get rid of Bud Black.
Yeah.
Didn't the Pirates fire their manager, too?
Yeah. That's what happens when you're just, you're last in the division.
They don't mess around in baseball.
Yeah, they just don't can you with the quickness.
But, at some point, you look at the roster and go, all right, well, they can't compete with the Cubs. The Rockies can't compete with the Dodgers or the Pods or the D-backs. You know, you can't compete with these teams.
Yeah, but when you're 7-33, you feel like you got to do something.
I understand why they do it, but the GM is the one that needs to go.
I'm sure
because
he's
the one that drafts all the players, that signs. Now, ownership technically is to blame because they don't spend the money. But the GM is the one that's supposed to be acquiring talent.
They're run differential.
It's not Bud Black. Yeah, it's minus 128.
128.
That's embarrassing.
By comparison, the Nationals, who are a sub 500 team at 17-24, minus 54. They're more than double.
Mm-hmm. So, not a good
they
weekend.
They don't just lose. They get killed.
Yeah, exactly. All right, how do you guys really feel about tonight's game against Carolina? Honestly.
They need to win the game.
How do I feel?
What are your expectations?
50-50.
I'm kind of terrified that they're going to get...
Mine are like 28.
They're going to get in a 3-1 hole, and it's going to be... Unrecoverable.
Yeah. I know how Bickle feels.
But I know that the Caps record after losses, I don't have the exact number, but it's pretty damn good. Just quote me as pretty damn good. They respond well after they lose games.
Okay.
I'm just hanging my hat on that.
You know what's crazy is, and I was kind of floored by this number when I saw it on Saturday before the game. The Carolina Hurricanes on the money line.
Mm-hmm.
Were minus 245 on Saturday.
Wow.
Think about that.
That's
almost 3-1.
Heavy fave.
Or 1-3 faves. If you wanted to play Carolina, you got to lay almost 300 to win 100. Mm-hmm. Tonight, they're minus 240.
So basically the same.
Basically the same
number.
Yeah. You're not seeing that number in any of the other series.
Don't they look faster?
Much faster.
They just look so much faster.
And you know what they are?
It's a bad matchup.
I think they're much better passers.
And their style of play is much more entertaining, like just launching pucks from wherever.
That's what they do, man.
But we talked about this last week, Valdez.
Yeah,
the Caps used to play that type of style.
Cakes is going to get pissed.
I'm fine.
When they weren't winning Stanley Cups, the Caps used to win the President's Cup. They would be the fastest team,
President's Trophy, and nobody cares about it.
Except, I know.
Except what? There's one person that cares about the President's Trophy, and it drives me crazy when it brings it up. My brother, he loves the...
Mark loves the President's Trophy.
My brother Mark wants the Caps to win the President's Trophy, and every time he brings it up, I respond back to him. It doesn't matter.
Right.
One iota. But he's into, like, international soccer, where, like, regular season, like, accomplishments really matter, and they hold them in high regard. You could line up 1,000 President's Trophies, and I would throw them all straight into the ocean. I don't care about them one bit. We'll always argue about it.
I mean, I don't know. They just look like they're stuck in the mud.
Part of me wants to, because the value is so good, makes me want to bet the Caps, but I just can't. I can't do that.
No.
I can't put that, whatever that is, out into the
universe. I was live betting Carolina four or five times.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't making a lot of money.
Right.
Because the live betting numbers were just outrageous.
I'm sure they're insane. You're just making
little
wins here and there.
At one point, I bet $59 to win 10.
It sounds
when they were up 2-0, they were minus 590.
Right.
I'm no hockey aficionado, but it looks like, because everyone says Carolina's prone to making these kind of mistakes.
Yeah.
Where they either turn the puck over or they try to counter and they shouldn't try and counter. It's almost like Carberry told the team, all right, wait for the mistake and we're going to pounce on it. They really haven't made that many.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fixated on Ovi.
Yeah.
That, look, you can go games without scoring, but he's been pretty quiet overall in the postseason.
No, he was good in the Montreal series.
He had four goals. Yeah.
He had four goals in five games.
Yeah. He's been much better.
No. He's been whisper quiet in this series.
Well, this series.
This is the time for him to wake up tonight.
Only Tom's the one who's up.
That's what I was going to say. In game two, which is a must win, it took all of their might. And if it weren't for, I know that the goalie played
LT
great.
He was really good.
Yeah. But if it weren't for Tom Wilson, they had no shot. It took a Herculean effort from Wilson. And I question, are they going to be able to get that kind of effort? And they needed more from other guys every game consistently. And it's just hard to do that.
I mean, they need it from 20 guys, not one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And, But if you look at it this way, look, game one, they lost in overtime. Mm-hmm. Had a lead, 2-1.
Dominated.
They
in
win
the game,
two. Mm-hmm. Now they lose 4-0. That's pretty bad. But if you bounce back, you got home ice.
I mean, Carberry touched on, he said if they converted on one or two of those early first period game four opportunities,
different
like
dynamic.
Could have been a different game. Like, yeah. I think they had 8 high danger chances in the first period alone in the most recent game. Didn't capitalize on a single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you bring that same sort of pressure tonight and you get a few of those, they could tie the series. They could easily tie it and bring it back here
of course
to Washington 2-2.
Of course they can win, but when you get shellacked like that,
I know it's
hard to envision
But I felt
the same way after game one. Because I felt like, all right, even though the score didn't depict it, but they got shellacked statistically.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like they were going to come back and win.
We need game two caps.
I think game two caps only had two guys, in my opinion, that really balled out.
Need game two.
I mean, whatever they did pregame, they need game two caps.
Yeah.
They had much more juice.
Right.
I know he wasn't scoring, but I think they bring Ryan Leonard back. Because when he's on the ice, he's fast. He gets hits.
He's big. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they sit Radish,
but I don't know.
It's a minor tweak.
But now Carberry likes to jiggle and juggle the lineups. So maybe he will. Maybe he'll give Leonard his sweater back.
Even though he said that he doesn't think they need to make any changes.
I said maybe. I didn't say he's going to. I'm just saying maybe.
Hmm.
I'm sure he'll consider it. He'll consider whatever he has to draw this series even.
Well, I was just going to say, isn't it true that the NBA lottery coincides with it, the start of it?
Yes.
7 p.m.
7 o'clock.
That's a big one.
So you're going to have a split screen.
It's a massive night in D.C. sports.
I guess we weren't invited to sit there at the table to represent the Wizards.
No, I would turn down. I would say, thank you for the invite. I can't.
We've said.
Where is the lottery being held? Is it Cleveland?
It's in New Jersey, I think.
Oh, is it?
But,
okay.
I mean, it could be in a different spot.
We've pointed out that all season that they have a 14% chance to land the one pick, i.e. Cooper Flagg, which means obviously 86% chance to not. The thing that's disheartening is JP and Cake saw a stat that the most likely scenario statistically for the Wizards is to land in fifth.
Chicago.
Yeah, I thought
to land
Midwest.
In fifth.
Chicago, well, Illinois.
What a dud.
You're right.
What a dud.
Your favorite
fifth pick?
Yeah.
I mean, if you lose 60 games to pick fifth.
Yeah.
They could pick sixth.
They could pick sixth.
All right. I'm gonna wager they're better than five.
I hope so, but they kind of need to be one.
Anybody?
So I'd take the field? Sure. $2 bet.
$2 bet. Valdez, put it in there.
I got 1 through 4.
They're gonna have
you have 5 or 6, I guess.
No, I have.
I'm saying better than five.
Oh, yeah.
He's trying to take your side. Yeah, you have to take five.
It's not working.
Are you on?
No, because I tend to be an optimist. Yeah.
They're going to get pick 1 through 4. I don't know which one.
They're not going to drop to five.
That just means he guaranteed us 5 or 6 by putting this nonsensory out into the
So that's tonight. And then, of course, Caps
Kings. There's still time for me to run tankathon.com. Let's see what the latest. Let's run a sim lottery. Oh, Charlotte wins. We get the fifth pick. Let me do it a second time. Let's see. Oh, Dallas. Dallas had a 1.8% chance of getting the number one pick. They jumped to number one. We get boned. Sixth place. Let me do one more just for prosperity's sake. Charlotte again. Washington fifth. And now I'm on Team EB. We're doomed.
We're doomed.
We're doomed to the fifth or sixth pick.
Look up.
Well, every time you run that, there's an 86% chance you're not going to see number one.
Look, just ran it again. Charlotte wins.
Right, you got 86% chance of seeing
it. Run it 100 times and Washington will come up.
Ran it the fifth time, Washington gets it.
There you go. It'll happen 14 times out of 100.
Roughly.
Just welcome to Jeremiah Fears, Ace Bailey, or Trey Johnson.
I was just reading about Jeremiah Fears.
I will be if one of these teams... Like, if Atlanta jumps in, they have a 0.7% chance.
Mm-hmm.
If Brooklyn gets the top pick, they have a 9% chance. Like, Portland, 3.7. Dallas at 1.8. If one of those teams jumps in, I'm going to be royally upset.
What if Utah wins it? I saw that Utah's never had the number one pick.
I'm fine with them winning because they have a 14% chance.
I'll feel like it's rigged if they want a white boy to go over to Utah.
It's fine. Whatever.
I'll feel like it's rigged. No,
if it's one of the teams that actually has a 14% chance of winning, the highest percentage chance, I got no problem with it. But if the dumb Spurs all of a sudden jump up and get the number one pick, I'm not going to be happy.
If the Spurs get it again.
Yeah, I mean, they have 6% chance.
Yeah, I would say it's probably fixed, but who knows?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
But anyway, so you've got the Caps tonight, 7, obviously the NBA draft lottery. Also tonight, Golden Knights are at Edmonton. That's game 4. Edmonton leads that 2-1. Last night in the playoffs, the Stars beat the Jets 5-2, so they're up 2-1. And the Panthers have come back to tie the Maple Leafs. They've won both in Florida. They won game 3, 5-4 in OT. They won last night 2-0.
Vegas, by the way, won with 0.4 seconds left on the clock.
I saw that.
To get that third game in that series.
Yeah, it was crazy. One quick, we'll talk NBA a little bit later, but one quick NFL note. Derek Carr has decided the shoulder's too bad. He's going to announce his retirement. And
Really? He's all done.
Derek Carr, he's done.
Wow. Didn't see
so
that.
Now the question is, what does New Orleans do? Of course, they drafted Tyler Shupp in the second round out of Texas Tech.
So did this guy in his rookie, latest rookie draft. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's not going to turn out well for me because they're probably going to sign like Aaron Rodgers.
Tyler Shupp. Or maybe they make a trade for Cousins. Who knows? But
yeah.
Or maybe they just go, all right, he's our future. We draft in the second round. Go for it.
Hey, our guy first round mock loves Spencer Rattler.
He does love him.
Right.
He's like still him. There?
Yes.
Still there. Still there. In that quarterback room. That quarterback room right now is Tyler Shupp, Spencer Rattler, and a guy named Jake Haener.
Yep. Hey, Spencer Rattler almost beat Washington.
It was pretty close.
Because Haener played the first half, yeah. And he was heinous. Mm-hmm. I think he only completed 40% of his passes, was picked off.
Yep.
Rattler rallied the troops, and then it went down to the two-point conversion at the end.
Hey, but you know what? You know what they don't have in the NFL standings? Almost, JP.
I'm just saying.
They don't have them.
Rattler might not be horrendous.
Yeah, he might be, though.
But that was a surprise that Derek Carr is retiring. All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.